The alarm goes off at 6:45, which is at best a suggestion, considering I never get up then. I'm a snoozer, which I think is the most natural way to be, since the snooze button is the largest one on any alarm clock and deserves the most attention. I can fall back to sleep with no trouble at all, so the tinkling scales on my iPhone alarm are just a whisper of a wake-up call. In my sleeping mind, I'm going right back to sleep until I hear it again. Long about 7:45, after an hour of giving myself just 10 more minutes, I get up. Tyler, age 7, is already awake and watching cartoons at the table. Scattered around him are a smattering of Go-Gurt wrappers, since he's been munching his way through the morning. And I'm thankful for the person who invented yogurt in a tube, because I secretly think she had me in mind. Or at least my son, pickiest of the picky eaters, who will snip open half a dozen Go-Gurts and carry them like a bouquet. As long as there are Go-Gurts in the fridge, then one part of Tyler's day will go well. Lately, he's even been calling it good luck. As if this feast hasn't a single thing to do with my grocery list. I come downstairs to find him in his Spider-Man jammies, the ones that actually have this mesh webbing underneath the arms that makes him feel invincible. He's been working on his All About Me poster for Student of the Week. I see that he's completed it in purple Sharpie. Everything about this poster will be very purple and very permanent. I ruffle his hair. Good morning, buddy. Good morning, Mommy. I don't have any nose hairs, not any. You probably do. I kiss his noggin as I look over his shoulder to see the family portrait he has drawn on the poster. Next to the space for the family, there is a question. How many people are in your family? Instead of a number, Tyler has written an equation. 4 minus 1 equals 3. He's right. There were 4. Take away 1. Now there are 3. He has drawn a stick figure, Tyler, a stick figure, Tucker, a stick figure mommy with flippy hair, and a skeleton in the ground next to a gravestone that says R.I.P. Halloween is coming. Target is inundated with candy corn, vampires, spiderwebs, tombstones, and skeletons. And my son has woven this into the picture of our family. In purple Sharpie. Oh, honey. I want to scoop him up and remind him that our story is not a Halloween scene. His dad is not a ghost in a grave. And this really is not how I'd like for him to depict our family. But the story belongs to my son as much as it belongs to me, and Tyler is learning to tell it as he understands it. This is one of the challenges of childhood loss. As his cognitive abilities deepen, his understanding of the facts change. Death changes for him as he discovers more and more about life. Mommy, is a spleen a private part? I don't have to wonder what prompted that question. Tyler knows that Rob had his spleen removed after a sledding accident when he was 15. The spleen's job is to fight strep and staph infections. So Rob didn't stand a chance against the septic infection that flooded his bloodstream. He didn't have a spleen, and that eventually took his life. I kneel down to answer Tyler, rubbing small circles on the back of his jammies. No, honey, it's not. Your spleen is like your stomach or your kidneys. It's tucked inside your body. You can't see it and you can't touch it, but it's not a private part. Oh, he says. The purple Sharpie hovers over the page. My son pauses. Why did you ask, buddy?